Karabosa, today's daf is Kedushin daf Pei Aleph, second last blot in Seches Kedushin and Seder Nashim. So Baruch Hashem, very, very exciting times, at least in terms of our Limud Torah. Obviously, our learning should be b'schus, all of Am Yisrael, and we should be zechus Yeshua b'karov. Right? We should continue to see Nisim v'neflois, a lot of Nisim coming out of stories of in Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, we should be zechus to hear even more Nisim and stories of Kosh Baruch Hu's divine intervention. Okay, so we're here on the bottom of Peim Beis, right by the two dots. Right, we've been talking about Yichud. We just got into the Yichud sugyas, and we say on the bottom here that the two dots of Al Isha Achas. Right, if you said remember from the Mishnah, Isha, one woman can have Yichud with two men, and that's fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Shonu Ela B'Ksherim. And when we said a woman can have Yichud with two men, that's only if the men are Ksherim, if they're kosher, if they're not Prutzim. Above a Prutzim, if they're not, if they're immoral people, so Afilu Be'Asar Nami Lo. Right, and even if there are 10 people, right, that's not good enough, right, because people, right, they're prudes and they'll just do whatever they want, right, people don't care, they're not of high moral standards, and there is a concern that something may happen. Have a maisa votes you, a sar of a meat, then sure enough, there's a story where 10 people took out a woman in a coffin, that's as a bed, but really, you know, as you look at Rashi, bechezka shi mesa, like pretending that she was dead, right, so they could go out to a field somewhere, right, and have their way with her, or maybe she was into, I don't know, maybe she was down with it, I'm not sure, but right, as we see, right, again, if you have prutzim, so then it doesn't matter how many people are there. Amar Rav Yosef Teda de Mechabri Be Asara Veganvi Geshura. Right, we should. Rav Yosef says, yes, you should know that this is true. Right, the Mechabri Be Asara, because sometimes there are 10 people, Veganvi Geshura, and sometimes they'll steal a piece of wood, they'll steal a beam, for little mixpade ma'adodi, they're not going to be afraid of each other, right? People, right, again, you get a bunch of bums, right, get a bunch of thugs in a mob, right? Nobody's embarrassed of what they're about to do. Name of Mesaele, maybe the following is a proof to this idea that Moshe Lo Shnei Tamid Chachamim Shemayovo Oleh Baderech. We pointed out that. If you remember from a Masechta Sota, right, if a husband accuses his wife of being a Sota, so they go to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Mei Sota, and they send, right, two Talmidei Chachamim along with him. Right, so apparently, right, the Gemara points out, Talmidei Chachamim in, and Shidam Alo, right, they have to be Dafka, Talmidei Chachamim, which are upstanding citizens, but not just regular people. So maybe that proves that, you know, if you had regular people, right, were concerned for something, so the Gemara says, not necessarily. Lo Shani Talmidei Chachamim, Diodi Lesriye Bei. Right, again, we don't need the chachamim for yichud issue. We need them to be able to warn him that if they sleep with each other, so then they won't be able to use the meisota. Okay, I'm reviewed. I'm Rav. Lo shano el ba'ir av baderech ad shi shlosha. And we said one woman and two men are okay. That's only in the city. But if they're traveling, so then it has to be three men. Shema yitzarch echad mehem le'ashtin v'imsa echad misyachid ne'merva. Because if it's only two men, one guy has to go to the bathroom, right? So then you will have yichud, right, with the remaining one man, right, and the woman involved. Name of Misa'ele, maybe I'll bring you a proof. Again, just what we just quoted. Moshe lo shnei tamid chachamim shemayov ola baderech. Maybe that's a proof. Maybe that you have to send two tamid chachamim with a husband and wife along to give her the mei sota when they're traveling. So the Gemara says, Trey, right, v'ihu hatlosa. Right, two tamid chachamim and the husband, that's three. So the Gemara says, no, hasam ki ha'ichi dinihavi ola asadi. No, that's only you need two, because they could be edim, right? If they do see something, so then you have proper edim, right? And they'll you become the Beis Din, right? You can figure it out right from there. But if you only had eight echad, right, that would be a problem. Ravra, meaning that you wouldn't be able to convince the Beis Din or get anything done halachically or legally. Rav Rav Yehuda Havakazli V'Urcha. Sure enough, Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling on the way. Havakazli V'Ahi Itzuk Amayu. And there was a woman walking in front of them. Amar Le Rav La Rav Yehuda. So Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Dal Karecha Mikami Gehenim. Let's run away. Wait, let's pick up our feet. Let's run away, right, from Gehenim. Amar Le Famaru Damar V'Ksherim Shefer Dami. Meaning they were afraid it was going to lead to a Yichud issue if they ended up kind of traveling in the same situation. Sigmar says, aye, but didn't you say Ksherim is fine, right? If you have two men, they're Ksherim. Pasha's Rav and Rav Yehuda, pretty good guys. So what's the problem? So Amalei said, no, me and the Ksherim, Kigon Anavat, no, we're not kosher enough. El Kigon Mai, who is the Ksherim we're talking about? Kigon Rav Chanina Bar Papi V'Chavirov. That's Rav Chanina Bar Papi and V'Chavirov. Right? Rashi says over here, it's Rav Tzadok and Rav Kahana. Who are we referring to? So if you remember, about a month ago, 40 blot ago, Rashi quotes here on Daf Mem, right, there are stories of these women who kind of propositioned Rabbi Tzadok and Rav Kahana. I forget which one is which, but one of them, right, jumped into an oven to avoid being with her, to avoid his Yitzhahara. One of them jumped off a roof, and Eliyahu Hanavi saved them and said, you know, how dare you be Matriach me for coming like 400 miles or something like that. So those that's the chevra we're talking about. Apparently, Rav and Rav Yehuda felt that they were not righteous enough. And we'll see a couple of stories about all these tremendous Tanaim and Amoraim. Right, we'll see some Agadata, right? That sure enough, right? People who you thought were great, who were great people, not Chas Shalom, not that we thought were great people, but people who were great people, right? But still had this taiva, had this Yetzer Hara, and it has to be addressed seriously. Okay. Amarav, Rav said, Malkin ala yichud vein ocean ala yichud. Right? Rav says he will give Malkus. Now, Rashi says over here, it's not Mamish Malkus. We'll get there. If you look at Mardus, it means Makas Mardus, means Malkus de Rabbanan. We'll give Malkus, right, for yichud, but we won't aser someone based on yichud. I mean, we're not going to make a woman usher her husband based on yichud, but we're still going to give malchus because, you know, what are you doing? The chazal, right, often had that power to kind of make sure, right, society functioned properly, so they were able to give out malchus mardus, which is lashes, right, malchus derabanan, right, to make sure things functioned betara. Amar Rav Ashi lo arman ala biyichud pnuya, and that's only for a woman who's not married. But yichud eshes ish. Law, but if a married woman had yichud, so then we don't give her malchus. Why? Why not? Shalot tehei motzi lazal banea. Because then, right, if you give her malchus, you think, oh, maybe she actually, right, did something inappropriate. Maybe she actually did cheat on her husband. Right? And we obviously don't want that people to think that. Because then, right, then you're concerned. Maybe the kids are not hers. Right, then you have a whole litany of problems. Marzutra malti machuz. Marzutra just simply found a way around that. He would give malchus to a married woman who had yichud with someone else, and he would just announce that this is for yichud. Right? Some people wouldn't think, right, that it was for actually violating anything and have issues with the kids. I'm Rav of Nachman, mi parhatia, Rav Nachman said parhatia, Rav Ashi said to Rav Ashi, mar nami lilki v'lachris. He says, why don't you do that? I mean, why don't you do like Mar Zutra? Samalei, he said, ikad shama baha velo shama baha. Because sometimes they said you wouldn't do that, because sometimes there are people who hear about one thing and not the other. I mean, if they hear about the malchus, so Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi said back to him, right, people will hear about the malchus, but they may not necessarily hear, right, about the fact that it was just for yichud, right? Like, unfortunately, in Yad HaDayoma, right, the newspapers publish a headline that is incorrect. And then they, you know, issue a retraction 2 weeks later. Right? People see the headline, but they don't see the retraction. All right, number Rav says Malkin al lo tova shmua. We hear about we give Malkus for a rumor about a bad rumor. And Shneimer's pasuk says al banai ki lo tova shmua. Okay, and you give Malkus for that. Again, we don't want to, that's a pasuk by Eliyahu Cohen, right, saying that his kids, or there was rumors about his kids, or again, without getting into Chofni and Pinchas. Right, the Gemara says that they would sleep with married women. It's not really true. They just delayed in offering korbanos. Okay, that's basically if they're bad rumors, we would give malchus again to try and make sure, right, that immorality is serious business. Right, it's serious business. The Torah says, right, in the Parshas Achrimos, right, that we'll get kicked out of the land for immorality, and the land can't sustain it. And Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael is sustained through its morality, or through its tznius. Right, so they would go to great lengths to protect it from immorality. Marzutra mosiv la apirse al katfe makri le al banai. Right, he would also put some sort of something on the person's shoulders and say, right, no, read this pasuk to them and say you shouldn't do this. Okay, Amar Rabba. Rabba says baila beir in choshen mishum yichud. The heter of baila beir, if the husband is in the city, right, we're not choshish for yichud. Again, because the possibility that he may come home, right, at any moment. This also, the halakha flips the other way. If the wife is in the city as well, okay. But we're not, like we said yesterday, this is not necessarily halakha shir. But the heter of Baila Ba'ir, right, is going to get, you know, a situation that's not yichud. Amar of Yosef, pasach pasuach, l'shus haravim, ein choshe mishu yichud. And also, if there's an open door, right, to l'shus haravim, so there's no issue of yichud. Rav Bibi ikla beir of Yosef. Rav Bibi went to Rav Yosef's house, right? Busted the karach rifta after they ate a meal. So Amar lehu shkoli darga mitozei bibi. As Rav Yosef said, right, take the ladder away. Meaning Rav Bibi was upstairs, Rav Yosef and his wife was downstairs. Pash says Rav Yosef was going out and say the Beish Medrash or whatever. So he said, take the ladder away. But didn't we just say Hamar? And that's a nice little story. That goes against what we were saying before, because Hamar Abba Barla Ba'ir and Choshe Mishu and Yichud. Right? Apparently, he was staying in town. Right? So why wasn't he concerned? Right? He shouldn't have been concerned. He's sticking around. Right? And there's no issue of Yichud of Barla Ba'ir. So Moshe says Shani Rav Bibi the Shoshivinte Havu Vegaisi Bay. And Rav Bibi was different because, right, they were close. Right? The families were close. Right? So Vegaisi, right, they were friends. So he was nervous. Right? Apparently, in that situation, the Gemara says, right, by the beer would not necessarily help. Okay. Amar of Gahana Anashimi Bechutz Anashimi Befneim. If you have a situation, like you have two rooms and there's one exit, and the inner room, right, has the women, and the outer room has the men. So we're not nervous. Ein choshim mishon yuchud, because if the women have to leave, right, they're going to pass through, right, the room with men. And obviously, one woman and many men is totally fine. Right, anashim b'mifnim v'nashim b'chutz. But if you have the men inside and the women are outside, so then choshim mishon yuchud. Then we have a concern because the husband has to, or the husband, the man, right, has to go out. And he's going to end up eventually passing through where the women are, right? And obviously, right, one man and several women is not okay. But the problem is there's a brisa that says exactly the opposite, right? That switches their positions. So he said, I'm going to be machmir, right, in both cases. Abai dire gulfa, when Gemara's going about to say that. Maybe this is it. Okay, either way, when there used to be a shear, maybe it's not going to mention it. But basically, when there used to be a shear, we'll mention it soon, right? When by Yom Tov, right? That there's an issue of. That's literally the next line. Okay, yeah. So Abaye Dari Golfe, right? When they would give a shear, right? Obviously, you have men and women coming to hear Abaye, so he would put Golfe is like a barrels in between them. Rava Dari Kana, Rava would put Kana, which is reeds. As a partition, and Amar Avin Savka Sakva Deshatsa Rigla, that the kind of the regel, right, is the time for where the worst potential, right, problems, right, arise. Right, Rio Shel Yom Yemos Hashana Lechudu Leveru Yemos Aregel Sheish Kvutzas Anashim Vanashim Leshma Drosha. Right, that the Menoshim Vanessa Rashi says basically on Yom Tov people come to hear the Chevra, they come to hear the Drosha. Right, people go, they hang out. Right, there's festivities. Right, so that's why we have Bahab. By the way, that's what Tosa says. That's why we have Bahab. That's right. Tosa Sakva, if you look at it straight across. And because, you know, Yom Tov people are mingling, so we're nervous that thing may have happened. Okay. Now we're going to have a couple of stories, right, about how powerful the Yetzer Hara is for, right, Arayos in this, for this realm. Hanuch Shvu Yasa da Asayla Narda. There was a woman, who were captives, meaning they had redeemed Mitzvah Shalom, main Keni Rotzen. We should be Zocha to redeem captives in Pinyon Shvuyim. We should see Yeshuos and see many redemptions of all the captives of Maine. And the story Gemara says that a bunch of, after those women captives were taken care of, they came to Narada and Askinu Leveir of Amram Chasida and Ashku Darga Mekamayu. Again, similar stories we have before, right? Took him to the upstairs upstairs room of Rav Amram, who was a Chassid, Rav Chassid, Amram Chassida, and he took away the ladder, right, from being upstairs. Right, Bahadi Dika Chalfa Chadu Minayu Nafal Nahora Beipuma. As one of the women, right, passed by the opening between the upstairs and the downstairs, right, there was some sort of light that he could see her. And she looked at Rav Amram the Darga, Delohavi Ocholin Beasar Lamidle. And Rav Amram was so, again, this is Rav Amram Chassida, he was a Chassid, but he was so attracted to her that he took a ladder that 10 people couldn't lift, and Daya Lechude in Silik Ve'azo. And he lifted it himself and he went up, he started going up the ladder. Kimata Lapaga Darga, right, in the middle of the ladder, Ifshach, right, he kind of spread his feet to make sure he took a certain step, right, that was like to steady himself against Yitzhara. And Rama called the Nurabe Amram, and he started yelling, there's a fire in the house of Amram. He wanted people to come, so he wouldn't, the people in the house, he wouldn't be able to do anything. So the Rabbanan came, and obviously there's no fire, and Amrulay, and they said to him, Kis Fitzfinan, right, you embarrassed us, right, why we came running, right, we came running. And it's embarrassing, right? You told us that you're going to be over in Aveira or whatever. So Amar Lehu said to them, "Mutav tichzu be Amram be Alma Hadain, v'lo tichzu mini Alma de Osi." Better that I should be embarrassed in this world than the next world. Right? And Ashve de Yanpik minei, he swore that the Yitzhar Hara leave him. Navik minei be Amuda de Nura, and it kind of flew out of him, right, in some sort of fire, pillar of fire. Amar Lehu, Chazi da'at Nura v'ana bisra v'ana difna. Rav Amram said, "I saw that I'm flesh and you're fire, but yes, still I was able to conquer you." Rabbi Meir, story about Rabbi Meir. How about Miss Lotzes over Avera? He used to make fun of people who were over Avera. Rashi says over here because he felt it wasn't so. It was pashut, right? Just to avoid your Yitzhara. What's a big deal? So Yom Achad Idami Le Satan Keitzah Behach Kisa Denhara. Right. So once, right, the Satan showed up, appeared to, as a woman to Rabbi Meir. Right. He was on, across the river. And Lo Havam Avra, and there was no boat. And there was no bridge. Nakat Mitzra, so Rabbi Meir took a rope and he started crossing. Kimata Palga Mitzra, and when he was halfway in the middle, right, if you can imagine, smack in the middle, Shavke. So the Satan kind of disappeared and let him go, and he can't. It came to his wits. And Omar, the Sultan said to Rabbi Meir, "Ilav de kamacharizi barakia, he's here, but Rabbi Meir b'taroso, if they're not announcing in Shemayim, leave Rabbi Meir alone. Right, leave Rabbi Meir and his Torah learning alone. Shavizi ledamach tarte mai, I would have made your blood or your ledamach or your blood or your life." Tarte mai into the value of two ma, which is very, very little. Right? I mean, basically, the Sultan would have made, I would have made your life, I would have ruined your life, basically. I would have made your life worthless. And because obviously, right, once you hear about that Avera, right, the whole legend of Rabbi Meir disappears. And Rabbi Akiva, started with Rabbi Akiva, I am a slut of Avera. He also used to make fun of people who are sinning in this area. Yom Echad Idami Le Sultan Kitsa Bereish Dekla. So this is a similar story. The Sultan came to Rabbi Akiva, right, appeared to him as a woman at the top of a tree. And Nekli Le Dekla Begasela Gvazil. And so he grabbed the tree and started climbing. Kimata Le Pagi Le Dekla. Halfway through, Shafke the Sultan kind of disappeared and let him go. And Amarni said to Rabbi Akiva, right, Ilav the Machrizi Barakia, he's here, but Rabbi Kiva Taroso. If they didn't say in Shemayim, leave Rabbi Kiva alone. Rabbi Kiva and his Torah, leave him alone. Right, Shavise Ledamach Tarte Mai, also I would have ruined your life, right, with the Yitzhi Zahara. Plimo, one of the great names in the Gemara. Plimo was an Amora. Right, Hava Ragil Lameimar Kol Yoma, Gira Be'ene de Sultan. He used to say, may an arrow go, right, in the face of the Sultan, the eyes of the Sultan, right, there's some sort of. That's how he would kind of, I guess, steel himself to overcome the Yitzhara. Yom Echad, Mali Yom de Kippur Hava, was the Erev Yom Kippur. Idmile Ka'anya, the Sultan came to him as a poor person. Asakar Vibava, Afikule Rifta. Right, he kind of knocked on the door and they brought him some bread. Amale Yoma Kiyahidna Kuli Amagava Ivana Basrai, Abarai. Right, he said to him, like, what do you mean? Everybody today is eating a Suda, right? Sudas Mafsekas. Everybody's eating a meal at home and I have to stay outside. Right, everybody's inside. I say outside. So I lay the kubulei rifta. So okay. So they brought him in. And they gave him some bread. Amalei yoma ki yahidna kuli alma ba'ataka v'ana lechudai. Right. Everybody's sitting at the table, and I'm sitting by myself. So asuya usvei ataka. So they brought him to. They gave him a plate at the table. Have yosef mali nafshe shichna v'kivei ale. Right. As he sat. Right. He was again. The sultan had appeared to him as a poor person who was sick, who was covered in like pus and boils, etc. And it was disgusting. And he was doing disgusting things. So Plimo said to him, "Tiv Shaper, like, come on, like, act your age, you know, like, be a mensch." So Sultan said to him, "Bring me a cup of wine." Yavalei kasas, they did, and ich mashade be kicho, and he spit in it. And Nachrube, they yelled at him. They said, "What are you doing?" Shaka umis. So the Sultan kind of made it as if he was dead. And Shamaduka Amri, Plimokato Gavra, must have been a big meal. And they looked over, and some guy at the table is dead. So people started screaming, Plimo killed somebody. So Arikva Tasha Nafshe Besakise. So Plimo ran away and kind of hid himself in the bathroom, which was not near the city. Right, he was outside, and Ozel Basrei, right, and Nafokame. So the Sultan, right, kind of followed him, right, and he just saw. He kind of made himself. He fell to the ground by the entrance over there, and then Plimo was still like freaking out. So he saw that Plimo was really, really upset by this. So the Sultan kind of showed himself, and Amalei, my time are. So the Sultan said, "Why are you saying an arrow in the Sultan's eyes?" So apparently, right, he had some sort of effect that the Sultan needed to stop him. Right, he was bothering the Sultan. So Amalei, Sveela Heichi Emas. So Plimo said to him, "So what am I supposed to, what do you want me to say? Right, I'm trying to stop myself from Averos. How should I phrase it?" So Amalei said to him, "Limamar Rachmana Nigar Bei B'Sultan." I said, "Daven to Hashem. Hashem should stop the Sultan. Hashem should kind of like give me Sata Dishmaya, right, and kind of help me to fight the Yitzhar." Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi have a ragel called Ethan have a Nafel Ape. Have a Amar. Any time Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi would do Tachnun, right, when he fall on his face, so Amar he would say, "Harachman Yisraelinu Mietzahara, please Hashem save me from the Yitzahara." Yom Echad, one day, Shamtinu Lebisu, right, his wife heard him saying that. Number she said, "Michti, let's see. Hakamashani Deparish Leminoi, right, there are a bunch of years, right, he's already not slept with me. He's right, he hasn't been with me for many years. My time Hakamar Hachi. So why does he have to say this? I mean, what do you mean? That apparently he doesn't have any desire for this stuff. So why is he still davening to save himself from the Yitzhara, from Arayos?" So Yom Echad HaVakugaris begin to, right? So one day, right, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi was learning Torah in his garden. Right, you can imagine the pictures of like the Gedolim up in the Poconos, whatever. So he's had a shtender. He's got a, you know, some rishis cold seltzer. Right, Kishta Nafsha, Chalfa, Tanya Kameh. And so she kind of put on some perfume and got put on some makeup and started walking back and forth. So Amalei Manat, so he noticed her, obviously, and he said, who are you? Right, so he didn't recognize her. So Amar, so she said, Ana Harusa Dehadri Meyoma. Harusa, right, Rashi says, is that Rashi? Where is it? Yeah, Harusa Shem Zonan, he cares. But you're right, a famous prostitute. And I just came back today. So Talva, sure enough, he asked her to be with him. And Amarle, she said to him, I see Nihali Lach Romana, bring me that, Romana, bring me a pomegranate, bring me a Rimon, right, Romana, Rimon, the Dorish Titzuza, the top of that tree. So Shavar, right, he jumped, and Azul, he went, and I see Nihali, and he brought it. He also the Beise, right, apparently, again, the Machogas, whether they were actually together or not, okay, right, the Achronim have different interpretations. He also the Beise, when he came home, have a Shagra, the Bisu, Tanura. His wife was starting the oven, right, making dinner. Solik, so he went and he sat in the oven. Rashi says Lahame Sitzatzmo, he wanted to commit suicide. He was so distraught. So Amrele, my high. She said, what are you doing? Because Amrele, he said, he told her the story. Amrele, she said to him, Anahavai. Well, surprise, it was me. Right? There was no Aveira whatsoever. So Loishkechbas obviously didn't believe her. So Adi Yavale Simon until she proved it. She gave him Simon and she proved that it was actually her. So Amrele said to her, Anamil Isurikavni. Still, I had a Kavana to do an Aveira. And Kol Yamash also Tzadik. Shows with tzaddik have a misane, right? Ad shemis b'osam misa, right? So every day, right, from that guy, from Rechiv Rashi, from that tzaddik, right, he would fast every single day until he mamish died, right, from fasting. The tani was learned, right? So isha afiram v'ashem yislakla, the husband, right, will be made for neder, and Hashem will forgive the wife. And the mer kasim v'davar, what are we talking about over here, right? If the husband is being made for neder, why does Hashem have to give her a kapara? Right, why does Hashem have to forgive her? So the case is, but Isha Shenadra ben Nazir, a woman who wanted to be a Nazir, Veshama Baila Veheferla, Vehilo Yoda Sheheferla Baila. The husband was made for the nether, and she didn't realize. And then Vaisa shows the Yayan Imitami Lamezim, and she was violating her Nazirs left and right, even though she didn't technically violate Navera, right? Still, she needs some sort of Slicha because she thought that she would. And that's Rabbi Kiva, Kiava Mati, right? Famous statement, Rabbi Kiva, Kiava Mati, Lahai Psuka, Hava Bachi. When he'd come to that pasuk, he would cry. He would say, Amar mi, umam mishin is kavin lecho basar chazir, velo v'yada basar tleh. A person thought he was eating pig, and he ended up eating lamb, meaning kosher food. He thought he was eating treif, and he ended up being kosher. And in that case, Amar Torah Shrikha Kapara L'Slicha. Now, that person, since he had bad kavanas, he still needs a kapara. So, Mishan is kavan lechol basar chazer, v'alav yodah basar chazer. Someone who wanted to eat treif, and actually ate treif, alach is kavan kama, how much more so, right, is that, how much more so, right, when we do averas, again, maybe we don't eat treif, but we have kavana to do averas. And Rachman al-Tzlan, right, we certainly need a kafar for that as well. Kiyotze b'davar, similarly, that Omer, the Pasuk says, v'lo yoda v'ashem v'nasa v'no. That Pasuk is talking about an Asham Taloi. That if a person's not sure if he did an Avera, right, you bring an Asham Taloi, and they find out, meaning it's basically Taloi, it depends, right? An Asham is a korban, depends. You might have done an Isser. If he finds out that he did do an Isser, then he actually has to bring korban chatas. But okay, so he brings him korban Asham, Asham Talik, Shai Rabbi Kiva Magila Pazik Zahaya Bocha. He would cry when he came to this Pazik as well. And he would explain, Ma Mishan is coming lacho Shuman Valabi Ado Chaylev. A person who thought he was eating mutter fats ended up eating tray fats, Osir fats, Chaylev is Osir. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Valaya Dave Hashem and Nasa Vanov. But Torah says, he doesn't know, you have to bring some sort of Asham Tolui. Mishan is coming lacho Chaylev Valabi Ado Chaylev. A person wanted to eat Chaylev, which is Osir, and he actually did. Allah is Kama Vakama, certainly, right? How much more so, like Kama Chomer, he has to get Kapara. Easy Ben Yehuda Omer Valo Yada Vashem Vanasa Vanov. A Dover Ze Gidru Kola Divin. And about this, all these people, right, are going to have, you know, going to wish that, going to be sad over the fact that, again, even if a person didn't intend to do an Avera, right, is also going to be called as someone who sins. Okay, yeah, right, so let's get to the next two dots. Misyached Adam in Imo, a person can have Yichud with his mother, and the Mishnah said, mother or daughter, right, one of the close relatives. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rav Asi, right? Misyachid Adam Imachoso, a person allowed to have yichud with his sister as well. The Rashi right here points out that you can't live with her on a permanent basis. That's, I think, brought down the halacha, if I'm not mistaken. But you can have yichud, right, with his sister. Vidar im imo v'imbito, but he can live, and that's probably why, based on right, the difference in Lashon and the Gemara, right, he can live right in a house with his mother and his daughter, but he can only have yichud with his sister, implying that you shouldn't really kind of, you know, get an apartment up on the side and with your sister. Ki amra kameder of the Shmuel, when they said this halacha from the Shmuel, so Amra said, Asr li siachid im kol ha-resha v'torah, afilu behema, right? Shmuel takes yichud to the extreme, so you can't have any yichud with any arayos, even an animal, which is obviously my ulcer. Not that that would occur to anybody, but okay. Apparently, they had to make it ulcers. Apparently, it did. Tanan with the Mishnah, misyachid adam im imo vimbito v'yashin imayam bekiruv baser. Again, we had said the Mishnah that you can have yichud with a mother and a daughter and even sleep in the same bed, bekir baser, right, when you're touching. Someone pointed out to me that that's super weird. Why in the world would that happen? And I just had to explain to him that you have to realize that back, we live in a time of heating and electricity. And back in the day, right, a heat source, right, if it was very, very cold, you're living in Russia, you're living in Poland, you're living in even Eretz Israel, in Bavel, and it gets very cold at night. If you don't have real heating, if you don't have real insulation, right, you're living in a shack, right, what's another source? Where's the source of heat? Right, again, the Willy Wonka thing when they're all sitting in the same bed, right? It's funny, except that that's a real thing. Where do you get a source of heat that you'd have to pay for? Right, there's other people, right? So it wasn't insane. Again, we think it's insane because we live in these Baruch Hashem, these opulent times, but right, that's what they used to do for heat. If you didn't, many people had to do that. So anyway, so you're allowed to sleep in the same bed with them. So if the Shmuel, that's against Shmuel. I thought you're not allowed to have yichud with them. So I'm like, Shmuel. No, Shmuel says, what do you mean? Well, according to your logic, I did tell you when the Brisa says a chosu v'chamosu shar raya shabatora im yisachad imayim el be'edim. Right, then you and all these arayos you can only have yichud when they're edim. Be'edim in shlo be'edim lo. Right, apparently you see that. You can't have yichud without edim. So ela tanaihi. So it must be right. The yichud right is a machlokes tanaim. The tanaim is b'lan b'risa. Amar Rabbi Meir. He's hiru b. Mepnei b'ti. Make sure I don't have yichud with my daughter. Right. Just make sure someone sticks around. And Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said he's hiru b mepnei kolasi. Meaning that's the same sheet. I mean, be careful with my kalasi, with my daughter-in-law, right? That's against our Mishnah because our Mishnah said you can have yichud with a mother and a daughter. And sure enough, the story goes that Ligligalov Oso Talmud, right? So they laughed at Rabbi Tarfon. Right? What do you mean, your daughter-in-law? Would be crazy? You can. Why do you need to have? You have to be careful. Yichud with her. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Aloha Yom Mu'atim. Right, Shenichsel Oso Talmud Bechamoso. Sure enough, that Talmud, right, unfortunately sinned with his mother-in-law, right? Apparently, right, and it was silly that he laughed at Rabbi Tarfon for that. I feel the Behemah, the Gemara says, Abai Mechali Dekuli Diavra. Abai, again, apparently people were choshish for this back in the day, that they would, Abai would kind of make sure the animals went around his field. Rav Sheshes Mavrele Mitzra, right, he would cross on the other side of the bridge. Rav Chanan min Harada, Ichle the Rav Kana the Pumnara, right, Rav Chanan min Harada wants the Rav Kana, wants to see. Went to see Rav Kahana and Chazid the Yosef Kugaris Vikame Behema Kame. He was sitting and learning, but there was an animal there. So Amalei Lo Sover Mar Afilu Behema. Don't you hold like Shmuel? So certainly he said to him. So simply he said to him, Amalei Lavadaita. I didn't even realize that the animal was there. Right? Again, he was just very often the Amarayim and Tanayim, right? Stories of the sitting and learning crazy things, right? Sitting on your hands and your hands are bleeding. You don't even realize it. So he said, I didn't see the animal. I didn't see that goat sitting right next to me. Amar Rava, let's get to the two dots. Rava says, Mizyachid adem ishtei yevamos. Basically, Rava says, in all these examples that we're about to give, that you're allowed to have yichud with two women who are not fond of each other, because they will rat out right, any misbehavior. They'd be very happy to tell people about misbehavior of the other one. So two women who are potential rivals or whatever it is, who don't like each other so much, so there's no problem right, of yichud in that case, because, again, we say you're not allowed to have yichud with two women, right, one man with two women, because women are not embarrassed to do things in front of each other, but in this case, they are. That's why there's no issue right, of yichud. So Rabbi says a woman is allowed to have yichud with two yivamos, so that means two potential yivamos, meaning two women who are married to brothers, that theoretically, if one of them dies, they could become co-wives, right, and then person, right, co-wives have this rivalry. Mishtei Tzaros, right, the co-wives, my actual co-wives, like we saw in the beginning of Yivamos. Misha B'chamosa, a woman and her mother-in-law. Misha B'asbala, right, a woman and her stepdaughter. Im isha v'tinokas sheyudas tambia ve'in moseres asma labia, and if a woman and a girl who knows what it means to labia but is not yet to the age where they're interested in that, so they'll know that something weird is going on. That's right. They'll be uncomfortable and say something about it, but they're not actually interested in it. That's a safeguard, right? Very often that gets out of other yichud shaylas. If you have a kid, right? If there's a kid in the room, etc., or a kid in the house, or whatever. That usually is helpful with yichud shaylas. But that's what Rav is saying over here. That anytime you have a scenario where people won't be comfortable right in front of each other, so then there would be no yichud issue. Okay, we're going to stop here by the tzidah. So we'll go back to tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem will be zocha to finish the masechta, not only the masechta but the seder nashim. And Mitzvah Shem started Bava Kama on the Hilga Shabbos Kodesh. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. Besoros Tovos. And we should be zocha to hear about Yeshua for all of Am Yisrael. Amen. Kenny Rotson.